Dear brothers and sisters, good evening. Tonight, as I was praying about this Mass and what to say, I had different things that came to my mind. But in the confessional there, something struck me very profoundly. That today is certainly a day of joy and celebration as we commemorate the end of slavery in the United States. It is also a day of sadness. Certainly, slavery should have never existed in the first place. Let's start there. But why Juneteenth? I don't need you to shout it out, but just think about it. Why Juneteenth? Some people here may not know. Why Juneteenth? It's because slavery didn't end everywhere at the same time. This is the last day of the Proclamation of Freedom. That Texas held on longer than anybody else. And after the Civil War was done, after the Emancipation Proclamation, after it was very clear, and they still refused. And that horror really sat on me today. Even knowing that they were wrong at this point, having no more excuses to justify what they were doing, and knowing that they had lost the war, they still clung to enslaving their brothers and sisters. And that's something we remember today too. That it wasn't just the end of slavery, but that the end of slavery was resisted. In his recent encyclical, Magnifica Humanitas, Pope Leo XIII apologized in the midst of many other words. He apologized for the Church's slowness in morally condemning slavery. Certainly, there were movements throughout history, but the Church was far too slow to be very clear that this was wrong and could not be permitted. And as I thought about that, I thought about, and I may have talked about this last year because it's something that's very dear to my heart. I thought about the year 1218. Okay? Juneteenth took place June 19th, 1866. 1218. Are you with me? 1218, year 1218. Is 1218 a long time ago? Yes. In the year 1218, the Virgin Mary appeared in Barcelona and asked St. Peter Nolasco to found a religious order to work for the freedom of the enslaved, to work for an end to enslavement. And 600 years later, 650 years later, we were still doing it. And that's horrifying to me. And while the slavery of the 13th century wasn't quite the same thing as the slavery of the plantation South, it was still slavery. And of course, human trafficking and slavery still happens in some corners of the world today. And dear brothers and sisters, as I sat with that, and I kind of thought through it and prayed about it, I have a question that I want to ask you. Again, don't shout out the answer, because Father Metrigan will be embarrassed that you know and he doesn't. All right, that's what's going to happen. Why did we enslave people in the first place? It wasn't race. Race was the excuse used for who would be enslaved. Why did we enslave people in the first place? I'm money. For a long time in human history, we have declared that unfree people must exist so that the economy can flourish. We valued money above the freedom of our brothers and sisters. The reason I bring this up is because of something else Pope Leo said, and I want to really let this sit with you for a bit. He said, as long as we still treat people as tools to make money, as long as we still value people only for the economic benefit they can give us, as long as we say people's dignity only lies in how productive they are, we're going to live in the shadow of the threat of slavery. Because as soon as you can imagine a human being primarily as someone who exists to make you money, then you're only one step shy of saying, I get to own this person. We want to rejoice today. We want to celebrate. I want to celebrate. I hear there's a very low-carb supper after this. Okay. We want to celebrate today. And I want us to celebrate. It is a big deal that slavery ended in the United States. That's huge. That's amazing. That's fantastic. But when I was in school, we treated that victory as if it was something that proved this would never happen again. I don't know about that. We look at the fact of Juneteenth, the fact that even when people knew it was wrong, they still resisted ending it. We look at the fact that Mary appeared 800 years ago and told us to stop this, and we didn't stop. We look at the fact that the reason and the mindset that led to enslaving people is still lodged in our heads. And until we have a deeper conversion, until we have a conversion that says, I will never treat a person as a tool, as an object, as a source of money, but only ever as a brother or a sister, until we have that mindset that truly sees, doesn't use these words as empty ideas, but truly sees every human being is made in the image and likeness of God with radical dignity. Until we get to that place, the thing that we swear we will never do again is only a half step out of reach. And so I want to celebrate today. But I also want to sound the alarm that it's not enough to rest on our laurels until we change our hearts and make sure that the end of slavery is not merely a historical fact, but a moral truth about how we see one another. A moral law that we are resolved never to violate again. God bless you all.